Hi, this is Luke Robitaille from the LA Kings, and listen to King's Realm. I think they actually do know what they're saying.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Follow us everywhere at King's Realm Pod. Leave us a voicemail, send us a text at 562-317-0087. So the Kings are barely in third in the division with a 26, that number didn't change since last week, 16-6 record after 0-2-1 week, where they just fucking sucked. That's it. That's all I fucking got. I'm Dennis Wilson. That's James Whitlock.
Star Wars night was in December.
And Jordan Heckman.
Oh, Jesus. Suck.
Drew.
Either I'm dropping it, pals. Did not have a good game. Oh, that's not that good.
What are you drinking?
Stankin'.
Brewery Roulette. X. Roulette.
Hazy. Well, I mean, they're a Ducks brewery, so no wonder it sucks.
Apparently, they're doing better this week than we are.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Probably.
Shots fired.
It's very malty.
All right. One drink down.
For an IPA.
I got some Revision Boogie Bus.
Boogie Bus.
To try out.
I got a nooner.
This.
And I've got a
just finished one.
I'm still drinking this Coco Banky that I have.
I got a nooner on tap.
We got a cracked a new Penelope Toasted Rye from Cypress Craft. Barrel Pick. Orange County Bourbon Society.
I feel like James gets like a small royalty every time he says Cypress Craft.
No.
Or Penelope.
Penelope, there you go.
Given the row of Penelope right next to his damn head on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And probably the 4 or 5 cases I have here.
Do you have floor whiskey?
Boogie Bus is pretty good.
Boogie Bus.
It's got a cool label.
Box of Penelope.
James has floor whiskey. Ooh, that does have a cool label.
Follow the call to the disco ball. The Boogie Bus.
Right. Comments are going.
Michelle says, yeah. Fun. And I said, unlike this week.
Actually have comments this week.
Yeah, well, we actually are recording on the night that we said we're going to. So there's that.
Yeah, that helps.
Well, you know, I wasn't aware. And apparently Jordan wasn't either, even though he was there for the discussion.
I was aware at the time that we decided to do it Thursday. But then when I made my other plans that involved having people over at my house for a baseball draft, I neglected to remember.
Ooh, this is good.
Neglected to remember.
Yes.
Jane, you're quite welcome. Glad you enjoyed the game.
Michelle, it was not a trick, nor was it a treat. It was user error.
User error. So you're saying you're a user.
Yes.
Actually, the trick was on us because we're the ones that missed out because we missed y'all. So our bad. The joke was on us.
Big Chase in the house.
Siri's trying to listen to me.
Che, I hope you're busy as fuck for Super Bowl.
Hey, he's got a lot of ads going out on Instagram, and all that food looks amazing.
I hate being 400 miles away because Che won't. He's already told me he's not delivering up here.
It's probably
rightfully
a good call.
So. Rightfully so.
I mean,
I'm going to be in Cabo for Super Bowl, so which is fine.
Subtle brag there.
I'm considering buying a t-shirt that says I hope both teams lose. And wearing it to Cabo and surprising the other people that we're going with all with the same shirt.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Laura made herself one that says, I just hope both teams have fun.
I like it.
Oh, yeah. Except she can make her own shirts.
Except yep. This one. Fuck them.
I did. Last year, I did a tray where I made like a tray to serve drinks on and had drinks for each of the teams, like a signature cocktail for both teams. Did not hit very well, so that that won't happen again.
Hmm.
Everybody's like, yeah, that's great. Where's the beers? Which cooler is the beers?
Beers are just easy.
Like, guys, it's a custom board. Jeff was so good about it, though. He's like, man, I love the detail that you put into this. This is amazing. I've never seen anything like it. I'm like, oh, God.
Definitely not going to drink it.
Oh, damn. Just press record. Fuck yeah.
Oh, every time, dude, I freak out. I have a half second of shit.
Let's see. Are we recording locally?
Let's see. Oh, good point. Jose says, all you out-of-towners can still support by buying from our merch store. Boom. Get barbecue wasted. And don't forget,
that's Daddy Sauce.
Oh, that's a calling me out there.
Michelle's buying merch. She's committed. There. How about you, Dennis?
I mean, I saw one shirt I liked, for sure.
Says the guy who hasn't ordered anything from Che yet, because I'm a bad friend.
I haven't ordered anything from Che yet, but I pump up Che anytime I can. I tell people about him.
Pump up the jam.
Even though I'm all the way up here. Jaden said, there was a loud group of guys behind where my friend and I were sitting. At one point, the loudest guy from their group drunkenly shouted, do another line as Che Theodore. I turned around and went, you know, we're the franchise that bought out Mike Richards, right? And nearby fans seemed to approve. Remember, I forget who it was that offered him like the snow on the stick, like it was Coke.
Oh yeah,
I forget who that was. That was pretty funny.
All right, well, hey,
oh, you dirty boy.
Let me kick this in. Playoffs. We're talking about playoffs. Well, we were. You bet we
playoffs.
Are. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NFL. We're going to soon be talking about the big game. And you know what? Scoring touchdowns is key to winning in the playoffs and in the big game. And you can score big by betting on them at DraftKings, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Ready to place your first bet? Try betting on something simple like playing a player to score six. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app and make your pick. And I also want to throw out that new DraftKings customers can bet just $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. So download DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/audio. 7 days.
Live fact check in the house.
You should change his name to Live Fact Check.
Hey, guy. Oh,
I like how Mikey came in super late and said first, and Jaden said, Mikey's running Internet Explorer.
We will approve this free ad.
Rest in peace.
It's not even fact checking. There's just knowing what happened and what didn't and caring about being accurate. Do you know what podcast you're listening to? Oh,
there is something about being accurate. Here. Agreed. He's not wrong.
Who said buyout though?
More like Grumpy Incognito 1967. That's why I come here to stop you guys from spreading disinformation. It's not disinformation. It's just fun. Just good old clean fun.
It's not disinformation. It's just wrong.
Yeah. I don't think anybody is, listening for updates on the status of America and all things in it. So, do we have to talk about games? I think we do.
I don't want to.
I don't want to either.
That's why I haven't interjected and started. Yeah, 0-3. 0-3!
0-2 right? And 1.
What's the silver lining?
Right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. So let's start off with the good one.
The one?
Yeah, the one. Columbus Blue Jackets. Zach Werenski gets it going for the Blue Jackets. Halfway through the first period, followed by Phil Deneau. Phil the Thrill Deneau, don't you know? Scores his fourth of the season to tie it back up. Some guy named Dante, who doesn't have a picture on NHL.com, takes the lead back over for Columbus. And then Quinn Byfield gets into double digits, tying it back up in the third period. We head to overtime. Kirill Marchenko nailed it. Scores 3 minutes, 45 seconds into overtime to give the Kings 1 point that they deserve to, in my humble opinion. And we split the season series with the Columbus Blue Jackets.
Kongs.
Bing, bang, boom.
Just to clarify, we don't encourage any discussion about Kirilling Marchenko. Just, we don't condone violence.
You know what?
Condone violence. No Kirilling Marchenko.
Does your back hurt right now? Reaching for that joke?
Yeah. When I read it, I saw kill. So,
okay.
I'll workshop that. Get back to you.
He's Russian.
Workshopping it live right now on the show.
Yeah. This is how all the best comedians do it.
Fuck it. We're doing it live.
Hey, you got to throw it out there. Sometimes they're not all winners.
Got to see what hits.
Yeah. I like how he has the equal / sign out. Does not equal.
Wow, that's fancy. That's fancy. I don't know how the fuck you do that.
That's pretty cool.
Something tells me you're going to get a comment about spit and chiclets and accuracy of information.
3, 2, 1. Bingo. Ah, yes! Nailed it.
That was pretty good there, Jordan. The timing. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I feel like Jesse had something to do with that. That's all I'm going to say. All right, Detroit. Hi, Todd McClellan. How's it going? I forgot that he is now the new head coach of the Detroit Red Wings, and I would have called this a loss if I had remembered that. Just like if I had remembered that we said we would record on last Thursday. But
yeah, he's on a heater. I think it was 12-2-1 or something close to that in the 15 games.
He could have gone 12-1, and he still would have beat the Kings. Just saying.
I wish he had the same power to beat Edmonton when he was here. That would have been great.
Tater Tot revenge tour.
Yeah, he beat them a couple times, and he wasted them. He wasted the good surprise on them. Let's get to that game. Detroit Red Wings. Kevin Fiala gets off to a hot start. In the first period, late in the first period, followed by Quinton Byfield, is credited the goal. However, it was an own goal.
There you go, Michelle.
Fuck. And then 35 seconds later, Lucas Raymond, who was fucking on fire this evening.
Fire. That's a yes, Jaden. It does count.
This is the first of 4 points for the evening.
I'm going to call it.
Gets the Red Wings within one before the first period expires. Alex DeBrincat scores a power play goal in the second to tie it up. Elmer Soderblom gets his first of the season. Cool. To take the lead.
Cool.
Yeah. Marco Kasper was not a friendly ghost because he scored two goals. halfway through the third period and then an empty netter to end the game. Go ahead and complete the shellacking of the Kings. Kings played for the first 10 minutes and they forgot that there was, 50 more.
Yeah.
I guess it was a little longer than 10 minutes, but, we'll call it 20. How about that? They played good for 20 minutes.
Okay.
Maybe. They played okay.
I mean, they played okay enough. How about that? And then they didn't play okay enough after that.
Yes.
Jordan Heckman School Hockey.
Boom. T-shirts, baby. Ooh, there's a lot of comments while I was doing that.
I don't want to talk about games.
I got the unders right on the Utah game,
Dennis. You also got the unders right on the Kings game.
Yeah, I
did. Yeah, that's a fucking under. Easy bet for two for under. Now.
Way too
under. I like that, Jaden. Jaden says, Dennis's base drum head over the jersey makes look like a giant face wearing a Clark jersey backwards.
I've noticed that before.
It's just up. It's hiding the hanger, really. And I had to, you know, finally display that drum head. So
thank God we're making a comeback, baby.
There was actually text messages going around yesterday.
Oh,
it was brought up yet again.
Nice.
I told you so.
But then two of the guys found out that I moved 400 miles away and kind of killed that.
It's not 400 miles.
It's like 396 or something.
Exactly.
Hold on. I'll let you know. Continue.
Anything to not talk about fucking Kings hockey right now. Am I right?
Yeah, I've been trying to avoid it, but you just keep fucking talking. So.
It is 400 miles.
How far did you think it was?
I didn't realize it was north of San Francisco. I thought it was south of San Francisco.
Nope.
Okay.
Hey, the picture, Google Maps picture of my old house is still our shit.
Well, fuck me then, huh?
Yeah, fuck you.
You haven't been gone for that long, Dennis.
Yeah, no.
I think the Google door. Image of our house is still a COVID picture.
Door to door, 395 miles.
Your house was wearing a mask?
Yeah. It was chairs out front that I painted during COVID. And for most of COVID, I left them out.
Ooh, excuse me. Pardon me.
Aren't they bi?
Rip the Band-Aid off.
Mikey wants to know if they're bi.
James.
General Notables.
No, we're not there. James is doing, we got shutout shotguns.
No.
doesn't go that way.
No?
You're just trying to get James to do a shotgun.
But what if it's James?
Jordan likes to go both ways.
Nope.
So that's I think, why he's trying to put that out there.
James, do a shotgun. do it.
I left the tool inside for that exact reason, because I knew I wouldn't need it.
Buy shotgunable. Buy
shotgunable. Double barrel.
Anywho, Florida, huh? Second time in a week. That's fucking cool.
A week later to the day.
To the day. Let's go ahead and, you know, split that series. At least that makes me feel slightly better.
Would have felt better by sweeping the series, but you know.
Yeah, I would have even taken like a point out of this one, how as bad as it was. Sam Bennett scores a goal in the first period, the first of the game.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he's fucking bald head fuck. Not you, James.
Agreed, Michelle. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
El Drew.
Yeah.
Is back.
Drew.
After a scoreless second period, Alex Center, Barkov scores a power play goal, followed by Matthew Tkachuk with an empty netter, to go 3-0 against your Los Angeles Kings. Welcome back, Drew Doughty. This is how we show you how much we appreciate you, by putting up a fucking stinker.
Well, I mean, Tkachuk, Drew's old buddy, really showed how much he loved him and was a part of every single goal tonight, so...
That's cool for him.
Yeah. I love that for you.
Yeah.
love that.
Yeah.
Drew.
Drew did put up almost 24 minutes this evening, so he apparently is in shape. We won't talk about the minus two on the night, but that's fine.
We'll talk about how bad he was tonight.
Yeah.
First game.
Well, Hiller said he was planning on about 13 to 15 minutes, and they asked him about it in the post game. And
24.
He said, you know what? He looked good, so we just kept it going.
Okay. Sure.
He wasn't great tonight.
No.
One thing I did like about his game, though.
Nobody was great tonight, though, to be fair.
Nobody was. To be fair.
Yeah. He was exactly par for the Kings.
One thing I noticed, because I had to listen to most of the game because we were doing shit. One thing I noticed is on the power plays, even though didn't score a power play goal.
The Kings Drew didn't score a power play goal?
Drew was in shooting mode. More so than anybody else.
I'm not mad at it.
I am not mad at it at all. And a lot of them are not, I don't know about a lot of them, but there was at least a couple, that like they got blocked and went out of the zone. So
I do feel like there was probably a conversation before this game because of the stagnant offense coming into this game that he was probably asked to do so. And he therefore executed on it.
Probably. I don't doubt it. I liked it. Yeah. I was really hoping that one of those would convert, but, you know, here we are. Sure. Yes, James, you have a question.
There's a question on the screen, so I'm just answering
it. Oh, we're going to talk about that in general notables because we don't have anything else to talk about there. So,
is that already a general notable note you have? Or
I haven't had a general notable note in fucking months, Dennis.
Then you just decided on the fly. Yep, that's general notables. There we go. No,
I did before we started. And honestly, I probably would have forgot. So thanks, Mikey. James has a brain injury. Question mark?
Yeah. Yeah, James does have a brain injury.
I've had three concussions.
Let me check my notes. He has notes? It's blank. It's like you check the notes and it's just a bunch of doodles.
Yep.
Stick figure penises.
It's all cocks. I'm like Jonah Hill from that one movie.
Superbad?
Yes.
West Coast Whiskey Club. That was in reference to Brent Clark for Peterson. Who says no? And that was Clark's helmet. So I was using props to answer the question.
Michelle says all kinds.
And he's just making jokes because he can make jokes.
Yeah. It's the only time I put a helmet on.
All cocks and money signs.
Is that a condom joke?
It's a rubber joke.
Mm-hmm. Bingo.
James is like the carrot top of Kings fans.
Because he has props.
Minus the hair.
Carrot Top is super jacked.
Yeah, and that too. Minus that.
Yeah, minus all the roids.
Hey, you don't have to worry about performance enhancing drugs on stage.
No,
that's true.
Carrot Top steals
jackets.
Jackets? I thought I read that as jokes.
So does James.
it's a comparable. Wow.
Yeah.
I've got receipts. I do have Hiller's jacket, though.
Do you write those off? Those purchases off? Because they're to charity.
No, because we get better deductions off the standard.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's no point. It's a scam.
Fair enough. Well, then when they change that, it a lot of people stop doing that and just went with standard. So anyway, it's not a tax show.
We are not providing tax advice. Yeah, Kings Realm Pod does not provide any advice because you should never listen to us.
Let's not get sued for the money we don't have.
Yeah. Right.
Why are you even listening to us now? Like I don't get it. Yeah. I'm happy, but I don't get it.
Can we all agree that Drew's not going to be paired with Edmondson for the rest of the season because.
Later, guy.
Oh, what's a good bye question? Guy.
The good question is why are you listening
why
to us?
Why do you listen to us? No. Because they love us.
All right. What were you saying, Jordan? Drew paired with.
Can we all agree that that's not going to be his line mate for the rest of the season?
No. I mean, I get it because Mikey and Gavrikov have been playing well together, but 3-0, that might change that next game. You might
Give it another. Just give it one more and then fucking stop. Maybe.
Fucking stop.
I don't know. I'm not a coach. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm a King's Realm host. Those go hand in hand.
You're the owner of a hockey school.
Yeah, and Trump has Trump University. I mean,
had.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the difference is that one wasn't real.
My school's real.
No, we graduated from it.
Yeah.
Got my diploma hanging up here somewhere.
Score more goals than the other team.
We should make diplomas. That'd be fucking hilarious.
We need to make shirts.
We should have 5 years ago when it was a joke.
It's still kind of a joke. It's just not brought up very much.
We had a lot of merch ideas, but unlike Big Chase Barbecue, we never followed up on them.
Yeah, well,
because James wanted to create like this merch empire and do it all himself rather than just use like Shopify or something like Cafe Press. No. We could do better if we made it ourselves and then just never did it. We could have just like made designs and just put them up and like been selling merch.
I went as far as clearing off shelves ready for the bins.
Just like what do you have time to do this, James? We'll figure it out. Yeah, we did.
That's the most James sequence of events ever.
Oh, I still got to order the hats. I'm glad. Well, I'm not glad we didn't do it because we're going to keep the same logo anyway.
But. Mikey, this comment brings back a very specific memory. Day one of asking King's Realm Pod to sell merch.
Hi, Steve Buscemi.
No.
Oh.
I remember day one of
asking, was on the Zoom.
Nope. Day one of asking King's Realm Pod to stream their podcast live.
Oh, yeah. It worked. Yeah.
And the next podcast, we started doing live streams.
Yep.
So I see what Mikey's doing.
So we've got merch next week.
Yeah.
Although I think he's asked us to sell merch before.
James is getting 7 hours of sleep this week total.
Dude, people are asking for merch.
We can do hats. We can do hats tomorrow.
I could set up Cafe Press with like a King's Realm logo super quick. Or maybe I think Chase said his link was Shopify. I don't know.
Use Shopify, yeah. No, I already have it set up. I've got a merch thing set up with Printify.
I heard Printify's not that good.
Yeah, that's who Jay uses. Relax.
You get to pick your vendors though. It is good.
Hey, West Coast says Shopify works for them.
West Coast is doing it right. They got some really good merch. I've got most of it here. Along with all of their bottles.
Follow along with what they're doing. Yeah. Stickers? We have stickers.
We do have stickers.
James got stickers covered.
One will be included with every order. I'm just kidding.
We can't do that. We're not packaging up ourselves.
That's why I'm kidding.
Michelle, you can have more than a sticker.
What is that supposed to mean, James?
Wow.
Would you clarify what that means?
Yeah. Or should we call HR?
No, I'm just saying we're going to have other stuff available.
When your joke is so good, HR wants to hear it in person.
Just saying we're going to have other stuff available. That's all. Why you got to make it dirty?
Mikey needs two stickers.
Butt plugs. King's Realm butt plugs.
Does the logo light up?
I bet. There's a company that will make custom butt plugs that light up with your logo.
Michelle says she's going to wear the booty shorts.
King's Realm booty shorts.
I don't know the correlation, but I'm in for that.
I think we should put the King's Realm logo on the back, but you can only see it when you bend over. It's right on your butthole. It'd be funny.
Funny. That's funny right there. That's funny.
It's
funny.
It's pretty funny.
It's a funny hat.
It's funny hat.
It's funny hat.
It's funny.
Mikey's going to find us a link for butt plugs. Thanks for searching that so I don't have to.
I'm sure AliExpress, you know, Alibaba, that you can find somebody making them.
So true. It's the crown.
Can you put my logo on that? Yeah. For an extra 2 cents.
It's the crown. It's the crown that's going to feel weird going in. Oh, the logo's supposed to be on the outside. Okay,
it's the outside.
Wrong way with that.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Here we go.
All right. I'll find it.
Jordan, how do you say the name of the defenseman who wears number 10 on the Buffalo Sabres?
Buffalo Sabres. Rosser. Lindy Ruff. Ah, I don't want 20% off your tickets. Fuckers. Dude,
Jaden's already found the butt plugs, apparently. He said, apparently you can get customized laser etched on logos on metal butt plugs. Guess you learn something every day.
Yep.
Don't ever say I don't do research for you guys.
Hey, no, you are our research guy. We say it all the time.
Mm-hmm. There's been times where you haven't been on the show. We're like, where the fuck is Jaden? We need somebody to look this up.
Yeah, you get all the credits.
And then Guy shows up and just tells us off the top of his head.
Oh, my God.
What? His name?
He looked up butt plugs.
It's fucking easy.
Yeah?
Yeah. His name is Henry.
I'm sure it's more like Henry.
H-E-N-R-I, Henry.
What's the name on the back of his jersey?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Probably Fanatics is on there somewhere on the back.
Number 10.
His name is 10.
I mean, Dennis, really,
it's fucking 10.
Honestly, Dennis, it's about the name on the front of the jersey, not the back.
You play for the logo on the front, not the name on the back?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I feel like because he's from Finland, that J makes a Y sound. So I'm going to go Joki Harju.
I would say Joki Haru.
Yeah, maybe.
Who is closer, Mikey?
Or you know his background. Could be. He could have ancestors from Poland.
I forget who asked that.
It was Mikey.
Both J's make a Y sound.
Yes!
Joki Haru.
Are you? That would make sense. If one...
Ha! Joki Haru.
There we go. That sounds Japanese.
I was close. I just missed the last U.
You!
Good one, Mikey. I like it.
You! That might be racist when it's Jordan.
Michelle agrees. That's racist.
Yeah. Check that box, Jordan. We're almost done.
Is it time for James to get us to the next segment?
Let's get as far away from these games as possible. So, yes.
General Notables brought to you by Mrs.
By Henry Joki Haru.
Why'd you say it with that accent?
And butt plugs.
Brought to you by butt plugs.
Brett Clark's getting traded.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait.
To that.
Dennis,
we were just talking about. Oh, what?
Imagine driving nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan. Water bottle out.
I think that's what Mikey was saying.
I am cracking Maggie to on. Get drunk after this week.
Yeah, this is a rough one.
It's only Wednesday.
I thought.
Oh, I thought Dennis just cocked a shotgun. That also appropriate after this week. Wait, what?
What? I got one right there.
Beck Malenstein. Nailed it.
I don't own a shotgun. Both of you do.
Mine's what right up? Here.
James is looking at his. I've shot Jordan's shotgun.
You have. It's a fun little.
That is a fun shotgun, I got to say.
Let's take both of them out. Because if you haven't shot this one, this
what this do you shotgun, have?
It's a Winchester, and I think it's the SXP. Make sure I got this right.
What is super fun about it?
So what it does is it uses a recoil of the round to start to the motion of the next round. So it starts your pump for you. So you only have to really come a third back to go forward again.
So it's a semi-automatic?
Semi.
I did hear that at advanced age, like James's, you need help pumping.
Hey, I'll take all the help I can get, dude.
Need an assist?
Yeah, on the pump, actually.
So it's kind of like soaking, but you're still putting in some work?
No, you're putting in,
you're putting in a third of the work, or two-thirds of the work?
Two-thirds, yeah, two-thirds.
Kind of third assist?
Yeah.
This episode brought to you by Hims.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
My favorite part about when we were out and we were shooting your shotgun is when I brought my pellet gun and then tried to shoot the pellet gun without like compensating.
Afterwards. You're just diving down.
It's like dung. It was so comical.
Jade, it's close. It's close to a shake weight shotgun. Good analogy.
That's why it's good to dry fire. Practice. Oh. So you don't compensate.
She's got a Mossberg 500 with the pistol grip. What is yours again, Jordan? Is
your it's a Benelli Supernova Tactical.
Benelli.
I remember when
also,
you got that.
Yeah.
Also pistol grip.
Yeah, I think I think the pistol grip makes it fun. And it's also a little bit shorter.
Yes.
If Jay's still on, drinking the Hirsch barrel pick from West Coast, so very good.
If Jess is listening, I'm drinking the High Noon Vodka Tea Lemon.
I will text her. She's driving to Napa right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What?
One of these times when she's up here, she's got to stop by. It's not necessarily like on the way to Napa, but.
She literally landed in Sacramento like an hour ago.
Yeah, we're not exactly on the way from Sacramento to Napa.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
She flies into Sacramento?
Just for Napa. Every other time it's Oakland.
Okay. My wife is going to Sonoma next week.
Oh, for anything?
For work.
Does she want to look cool?
Potentially. Why?
Because Gallo owns a good portion of Sonoma.
She can take people places?
She can drop a business card or two?
Oh. Potentially. She's only going for Wednesday, Thursday. She leaves Wednesday, comes back Thursday. I think it's a State Farm thing.
There we go. We're still listening.
Anyway, I still don't understand. I still understand why she would fly into Sacramento. Oakland's still closer. Anyway. General Notables.
I supervised James. When did you supervise me? What did I do?
I don't know.
I mean, Jay, I don't doubt it. I need supervision.
I mean, he supervises you while you drink at these tastings. Yeah, like he watches, like supervises in that way.
I do need supervision. I just don't remember that time.
Mikey's got our general notables for the night. So
yeah, I was going to move on to that next. Mikko Rantanen got traded.
Fucking insane, by the way.
Yeah. Did you hear Wright Whitney's take on it? It might be the smartest thing he's ever said.
I heard Biz's take. I didn't hear Witt's.
Witt's take. It's the smartest thing he's ever said.
Wow. And it was.
Well, I mean, the bar's low, right?
So I think that
he did great. Pink Whitney and made a shit ton of money. So
yeah, well, good for him.
Might be the smartest thing he said.
On a mediocre drink, but okay.
It's money the best. Money. The best $9 bottle of flavored vodka you can buy.
Money's money.
I mean, that is accurate, Jordan.
Maybe it's $11
really,
now.
Really narrowed it down to a very specific.
Well, I could have said what the flavor is. Yeah. But anyways, he basically said, you know, like Rantanen, if he wanted to stay in Av, which apparently like Rantanen was so caught off guard with this fucking trade, which I call bullshit on. I called bullshit that on that originally. But if he wanted to stay in Av, he could have stayed in Av. He was offered, I think it was $11.25 million for a winger, right? Which would have made him the second highest winger. Well, I guess behind Draisaitl, who also plays center too. So I think that would have made him this highest paid winger, sole winger of all time. And apparently his agent is the same agent as Draisaitl. So he's probably in his ear saying, oh, you could probably make like 12. So he didn't want to get a deal done for the price that they – the multiple prices, they started lower and they progressively got higher. Meanwhile, they're still paying McKinnon, by the way, who's making 13, somewhere around there.
A lot of money.
But yeah, if you wanted to stay in Av, he could have stayed in Av, basically is the gist of it.
I mean, he could be completely full of shit, but when he said he was caught off guard, he said he was willing to take a discount to stay.
But they've been having conversations and they've been public. Like, we know what he's been offered. That's a ton of money for a hockey player in general.
Yeah.
And for a winger that makes you the highest paid winger. Yeah. I think you take it if you want to stay in Av.
It's just weird that, like, why would he say that he would have taken a discount, but he didn't take a discount?
Discounts are, you know.
Yeah, Mikey said, why wouldn't he say all the right things after the damage is done?
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
A quote-unquote discount is, you know.
I'm not asking for I'm not asking opinions. For 15.
Yeah,
I'm taking a discount.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to actually pay him what he wants.
Probably nobody.
Because if he didn't want that money, like, who's going to pay him what he wants?
It's going to be funny when he signs for 10 and a half somewhere. Not that that's like a drastic.
When the Preds sign him for 10 and a half.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, that's pretty wild. I loved instantly when that happened. It was like, oh, Colorado's clearing room for Crosby. I don't think that's happening at all.
Do you really think that Crosby would currently be an upgrade over Rantanen? Because I don't.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Not at this state in his career.
It's just like, why would they do that? I don't get it. I don't know, but I would assume that Crosby has like
because
no movement clauses.
Biz said they should.
Yeah.
He absolutely does.
Honestly, there why would he ever leave? Like,
yeah.
The team would never do that.
You got a guy like him for $87 million.
Yeah.
Crosby's not going anywhere. He will never go anywhere.
No. No.
Nor should he. And that's the way it fucking.
So many people bid on that and were just like, yes, this is happening.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Or they wanted it to happen. It's like, dude, that's the one thing that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Can you imagine like the. They'd fucking burn the city down.
They would burn the city down. 100%.
They'd fucking burn the city down.
That's like saying Michael Jordan would end his career as a Charlotte Hornet, you know?
Yeah. Ouch.
I love watching stars go to different teams, Crosby / Lizotte included. Goddamn, Mikey. Has your love for Lizotte faded at all? People said that about Quick. Yeah, they did. I feel like Crosby's a little bit more linked in than even Quick. Yeah. But
I feel
maybe that's hindsight talking, because obviously he wasn't. But I feel like Crosby's more untouchable for some reason.
I mean, could you say that Quick was the face of the franchise for almost two decades? Because I don't think that that's the case with Quick.
No, I think the foursome. I think the foursome was the face of the franchise.
I don't think there was a singular face of the franchise.
Yeah, it was the foursome, right? The Fab. Yeah.
That's Fantastic the point that I'm Four. Making.
Yeah.
And those all With, three and I'll of tell you what iterations were terrible
in Pittsburgh. There's also a very large contention.
James, say foursome one more time.
Foursome. There's a large contention that are still pissed off about Lemieux's number not being retired league wide. So Crosby is their next best thing, right? Like, not getting a full Lemieux career. So having Crosby end his career in Pittsburgh is a big deal for them.
Do people understand what it takes to fucking get your number retired league-wide?
Oh,
I'm confused. Are people pushing for Crosby to get his?
Nope, don't go there.
What did I miss? I didn't pick up on what you're
feel
saying.
Like. So they feel people Who's in Pittsburgh, they? People in Pittsburgh feel like their stars get wronged. Right. And so losing, they are not going to lose another generational star. They're going to keep him there to hopefully heal some wounds and have a star that just played their whole career.
What does it have to do with getting his number retired league wide?
I'm just saying there's a scar there from Lemieux. Right. And you bring it up to anybody in Pittsburgh and they will fight you on it. So
what is the scar from Lemieux?
Not getting like him not being recognized league wide as one of the greatest players.
Okay.
So
they feel his numbers have been retired league wide.
Lemieux, yeah. 100%.
I mean, wasn't Gretzky's retired league wide because just like the absolute number of records that he holds?
Yes. I mean, who knows?
Have been seemingly untouchable recently.
I would assume, but people felt like Lemieux was ascending to that. And so like they're a city that wants to, except for the Pirates, wants to hold on to all their talent. And the Pirates, I remember going on a tour. We were on a tour in the city one time. It was the first time
Pirates are the outliers in that.
I took Jess to a tour, the duck boat tour in Pittsburgh. Cause it was our first time there and with the family and stuff. And, they're taking us by Pittsburgh Stadium. And, they're like, here, Major League Stadium for the Pirates. Here you can see a major league team play the Pirates. I was like, fuck, but the pause was so perfect.
That's some Jungle Cruise jokes right there.
Yeah. It was so perfect. No, that city, dude. That city is
the backside of water.
Yeah. Apparently, that joke is a mandatory joke. There's a few mandatory jokes, and that's one of them.
It's a good one.
O2H.
I didn't mean to cause confusion. O2H. I'm just saying the city is old school, and they love that. They love their people. Sydney will never leave there. I mean, the guy delivers season tickets every year.
Yeah, I had a coworker that lived there, and she, when she came out for one of the visits
on purpose,
she came out every, yeah, she apparently
Pittsburgh's great. I love Pittsburgh.
She's like, oh, I met a hockey player when I was out at lunch. And we're like, my other coworker, she's a big Ducks fan. We're like, oh, a hockey player. Like, yeah. Who'd you meet? She's like, I can't really remember his name, but we were like eating lunch, you know, we're at like this, like deli, just like eating lunch. And there's this guy sitting next to us and like, we wound up chatting to him and found out he's a professional hockey player. And she's like, okay. And then, so she like texted a friend and like got back Sidney Crosby, just like eating at a deli in Pittsburgh and just casually chatted them up.
You
like,
think he pays for just, anything in that city?
Probably not.
Yeah.
But like, it was like, it's probably one of those things where it's like, I'm here. Like, nobody's bothering me. Like, these girls obviously don't know who I am. Like, let's just like have a nice conversation.
Yeah.
Maybe he was trying to.
I think in a city like that, they protect their people.
No, they said it wasn't like creepy at all. Like, he was just like being nice.
Maybe he's just that good.
I think in a city like that, they protect their people and they don't fuck with him.
Maybe. But she said he was like the nicest dude, like respectful, all that shit. So I was like, yeah. That's nice.
He seems cool. Like that guy. He really does.
And Susie, my coworker, she's like, do you realize who you met? She's like, no. I mean, he was just like a normal dude. She's like, he's like literally one of the best hockey players in the world.
Yeah.
And at the time, like, he probably was the best hockey player in the world. And she's just, and she's not a sports fan. So she's like, okay, that's cool.
Oh,
like,
cool.
He's just a nice guy. Like, yeah. He seemed like he would be my friend.
Hey,
like,
guy.
So. Respect. We didn't talk about the Clark trade thing. You brought it up, but we didn't.
No,
like,
it's not a real thing. It's fucking
dumb. Is that something that people are talking about, or is that someone just in our comment section?
There's idiots on Twitter talking about it. Because why? Clark got sacked tonight.
He got sacked because he didn't have to clear waivers or anything. That's why.
Well,
but what?
He's also not been great recently, so. Hiller has a way of benching players to get more out of them. So maybe it'll work.
Clark People are Doughty. Dumb.
That'd be awesome. Clark Doughty.
Clark right. and Doughty.
Here we go.
The same side.
Clark plays offside. And now for every break. Oh, what?
So Kings Cold Hi, Hannah. Country theme, right? I imagine you guys already talked about it since you, for some reason, you do voicemails at the end of the episode. But, so here's the thing, right? Like, Dustin Brown, he was cool and all, but at the same time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's an argument for Justin Williams and Adrian Kempe.
Hey, Mikey for D's nuts, one for one.
Hey, Mikey's Justin saying Brown some bullshit in the comments right now.
On the first team, in my opinion.
Hey, pause it real quick,
Definitely
James.
Justin Williams.
Let's put it this way. My original response to Mikey's comment of Clark and Doughty for Pettersson got rejected. Maybe it was just on YouTube. But it got rejected. Like, yeah, you can't say that.
Yeah, even YouTube is like, that's dumb.
No, you can't say that. Don't say that. You don't want to say that. Just we're not going to post that.
Yep. Only an argument to be had there. Maybe not so much 2012 as 2014, but like it seems as though that's what the only reason they like made the list. I don't know, man. It doesn't necessarily make sense to me because Dustin Brown's Dustin Brown, and then you have Justin Williams, three-time Stanley Cup, nicknamed Mr. Game 7, awesome dude. Tries to be funny on the Twitter, but he sometimes he hits it, sometimes he doesn't. I don't know. But yeah, in my opinion, the teams are pretty almost perfect. I don't necessarily see – well, actually, I do. Never mind. Scratch that part. But I would swap out Kempe and Williams for Brown and Carter. Hot take. So talk about that or tell me to go fuck myself. Either way, that's going to be it for this one, right? So, Dan, to the button.
Fuck you, Jordan!
It's a good one.
Go, teams, go! Go, teams, go!
Why have I gotten all the hate on the buttons tonight?
You got no. You just, there was imagine on there, and then there's that.
Yeah, trust that's me. All the hate on
there's,
the buttons.
Hey, there's literally. Plenty more. There's plenty more voicemails. I'm sure everybody's going to get turned.
Except for you, because you don't have a button.
And another thing, fucking guys.
Fuck. Guy.
So last week, so I just listened to the podcast from last week because I wasn't there.
And it was episode. Just posted.
I wasn't in the chat. Nobody was. Neither was anybody else. And I think I know why. I think I know why. I think it's because you guys told us that the podcast was going to be on Thursday because yes. There was a game on Wednesday.
Ah, yes.
We've been so through we this. All watched the game on Wednesday and then we all went to bed.
Yep.
And then you guys decided, you know what? Fuck it.
Yeah.
for doing it live. Yeah, and then you did it live on Wednesday. And then you have the audacity. Be offended and or concerned that none of us were there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not I was not a part of this decision.
And in reality,
or made aware of the decision.
Instructions. You guys couldn't even follow your own instructions.
Agreed. Most of you. Most. Two-thirds of you.
Yeah, that's it. There's nothing to do with hockey in this.
One-third? I wasn't aware of the instructions.
Two-thirds.
You guys suck.
One-third?
You were made aware before we started.
I also offered to do a duo on Thursday.
We did not show up on Wednesday. that's actually great. So yeah, if you guys, if you're gonna tell us today, tell us the right day, I guess.
Agreed. Agreed. I'm with you.
I guess I suppose that's enough busting balls.
No, so, not enough. Keep going.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Get fucked, James. Press the button.
Fuck you, Dennis.
Go, James. Go. Go, Kings. Go. Go, Kings. Go.
The only issue I have with the button, James, is that I wish you would have done mine for the first one and Jordan's for this one. Because I'm still going to go with one third because I was not aware.
Pot's right. I told you before we hit record on Wednesday that, listen, nobody's going to be here.
And what was my offer? And what was my offer? We could do just you and me on Thursday. That was an offer on the table. And you're like, I'm already setting up.
I was going to go with whatever. You said you had the room set up. I'm like, no, okay. I'll do whatever you guys decide. I was a passenger in that decision.
I got receipts, motherfucker.
I was a passenger. I was the only one that stood up and said, we did tell everybody Thursday. So I'm just clearing my name.
And I said, duo tomorrow? And you're like, I'm already setting up.
Yeah, once I'm set, dude, my mind is.
Hold on. Go to Mikey's comment because I love it.
This one?
Yeah. He's talking about doing it as a duo with just the two of you.
I miss Jordan when I blink.
Uh huh. He loves me that much.
Oh.
No.
Does James have a button? We're working on that.
James is not working on that.
No, I told you. We can use this one.
That's
man's
titties. That's a good button. Like, even though I do like the fuck you Dennis button, I think it's good. It's the performance of the fuck you Dennis that I love so much.
Maybe call Dan Soder and have him do it.
There you go.
Do a fuck you with luck.
But then you're going to use that and be like, oh, he's not talking about me. He's talking about my brother.
Nobody here calls you Whitlock.
I do.
Well, it's a Navy thing. I'm just used to getting called Whitlock.
No, I,
that way, you know, it's specifically meant for me.
At work, I still like, oh, Whitlock. And everybody knows who I'm talking about. So,
Ooh.
I'm dropping a suck at James in every one of my voice when someone James has a button.
That's a fun game.
That'd be a good one, though.
I'm most of the way there. Wow, maybe I should hit you up, Mikey. I'm most of the way there of having my own set of buttons here to have fun with. So
hey. I should just like go on Cameo and just find some cheap person like for $5.
A cheap person?
Yeah.
What? Why can't Dennis? On why can't Cameo? You get your own button? I have my own button. Hit my button, James.
Fuck you, Jordan.
That's the wrong one.
What fuck the you, fuck? Dennis.
There we go.
It's there. Sorry.
I mean, right here. I got the stream deck. There's the button. Oh God, I'm spilling shit.
You sound drunk.
Right there. You can. Do you see what it says?
Nope.
It says F you, Jordan. The audio's there. I just can't get the audio into StreamYard yet. I'm working on it, though.
Listen, I'll put a fuck you, James, on here, and I'll play it whenever you tell me to play it. I have no, I'm not hiding from anything. I'll own it, dude. You know me. I don't give a shit.
So I'm so close. I think I might have it figured out.
Wait, Hannah wants a button? You got it.
Daddy sauce.
Hannah's had a button.
Done. Hannah had a button before you.
She did.
Hey, come into studio. You get a button. Shut I am the button.
Hannah did what? I don't remember that.
She came in the studio. I wasn't here. That's for sure.
You were there for part of it. There's a YouTube for it. I can't click on that.
Just type it in. Type it in, bitch.
No, send it. Jaden, you got to send that on Instagram or Twitter or something.
Is it
I love that Hannah laughed at the joke.
All right, let's get another voicemail while he's doing that.
All right.
All right, I got a couple points. This is Jay from Long Beach, West Coast Whiskey Jay.
Oh, hey.
And you better play me before the guy that coughs all fucking day.
Number one,
Drew Doughty's back. I'm happy, thankful. He gets a couple games to beat Doughty. Two, maybe you guys should watch the games. That might help. Three.
Hey, man.
Our offense broken.
I do watch the games.
It seems to be struggling. Our defense is putting in most of the goals. I don't know. Like, we need a little bit of help on offense right now.
Yeah.
Four. Come on, man. Be better. Hey, better play that before they get a cough all fucking day.
Hey, be better? Like, is that King's Realm be better or LA Kings be better? Or maybe both. Hey, score more goals. I'm just thankful, number one, that it's the end of dry January. So maybe we can start scoring goals again. Thoughts? 21 goals
dry January.
12 games. Not good.
They misunderstood the assignment.
Yeah. I mean, they went for it. They went for it. 21 goals in 12 games. 1.75 goals a game. And if you listen to all the Kings men, every time they score over three, yes, we win the game.
I'm sorry.
No, not
I'm
every sorry. Time.
Almost every time. Every time we won.
I'm sorry, Mikey. Is this fucking Eric?
No. Do you not have ears? It was Jay.
Oh, my God. He just heard West Coast Whiskey. He's like, is this Eric?
Jesus, you are loud. You're not going to like that when you edit.
It doesn't matter. I have a compressor. Oh, my God. Which, by the way, James, I don't know if you know this, but you have the different plugins for effects, right? So compressors, like de-essers, all this stuff that you can do, equalizers.
Yeah.
You are the only person I put a limiter on.
Yes.
Everybody else, the compressor handles it just fine. I put a limiter on you because it's fucking ridiculous.
It's a badge of honor right there. I'm wearing it. That's so great.
Oh, my God.
That's a badge of honor.
That's fucking hilarious. Mikey was just instantly like, no, this fucking guy again.
Eric is family, so we got it. We got to respect that. All right.
I love Eric.
Let's close it out.
We have a text message.
I thought there was. Oh, there it is.
Technically, it was before the guy that coughed.
Do you remember when I asked if I was the only one that thought that possibly the addition of Drew Doughty would be a lateral improvement? That was before we knew that they were just going to scrap Grant Clark after a few shitty games to host Drew Doughty in his spot. So, I mean, I'm not saying, because it's one game, right?
Thank you.
But a lot of people were like, Drew Doughty isn't necessarily going to improve the defense. He is going to necessarily improve the power play and possibly the penalty kill if they put him on there. Now, I'm not necessarily a rocket scientist.
Necessarily?
Losing 3-0. Seems like the opposite of improvement. So how are we feeling? It's one game. It's one game. Okay, he hasn't played since September, and if I remember correctly, that might have been the first preseason game, possibly the second. I don't know, but I digress. And that's it. That's all I got. Let's talk about let's talk about Drew Doughty, Trevor Lewis, Trevor Moore, and Kevin Fiala, and two first round draft picks for Matthew Tkachuk.
Shut the fuck up already.
Half of Doughty's salary. Let's talk about that. All right.
No, let's not.
Tkachuk makes a lot of money. I don't know what he makes, but he makes a lot of money. Can we talk?
Go! Oh, go, sorry. Teams, go! Go,
hit the button.
Go!
Can we talk about a text message thread today?
Yeah.
That kind of illustrates this whole thing. When I sent the screenshot that Drew Doughty was going to be in the lineup tonight, James loved it and said, yes! And then... What the hell's going on?
Suck it, James! Suck it!
That's pretty good.
Not gonna lie, that is pretty good.
All right. And so James said, it might look clunky at first. F-U-R-S-T. And then tried to correct it and wrote first, F-U-R-S-T again. And then the third text was first spelled correctly. So I pointed out, like, just like that text, meaning it looks clunky just like that text. To which James, being the consummate salesman and twister of words, exactly. I sold the shit out of that point. Hey, so yes, Drew Doughty, it's his first game back. He played one, like not even a whole preseason game. It ain't going to be pretty for a few games. Give him some time.
We said that though. I was even
calm your tits.
Dread first. That's that. Actually, that's pretty good. If you read it, that's pretty good.
But why first? Scratch Clark? Because he's been shitty.
That's a money thing too.
Fiala got scratched for being shitty, and then he got scratched for not setting his alarm.
Allegedly. Like,
it's been 11-7 my whole life. My cousin Scott, Vegas fan Scott, he asked, I haven't watched all the games, but who's Moverari? So it's like, why is he in the game and not Clark? Just kind of how I took that.
Jacob. Scott donated to my son's fun run, and he made sure his name they put on there was Vegas fan Scott.
Of course.
And I gave him props.
I love our comments section sometimes.
Whitlock's donated to that too, right?
Last year, yes.
But your name's not Vegas year? Fan Whitlock.
We haven't done this year yet?
I don't believe so. I can double check.
So Mikey said, you know who else has been shitty? Trevor Moore. Why hasn't he been scratched?
Yeah.
To which Jaden responded, because you're not the coach, Mikey. Mikey said, what would you do, Jaden? Jaden said, let the team fucking breathe. I hope I'm putting the right emphasis on everything.
Yeah.
They've been breathing for a fucking month.
Steve, where did you text? What? Steve,
maybe we should invite Mikey and Jaden on the podcast right now to just kind of have at it for a little while.
Maybe the after show. Steve, where did you text? I checked Instagram. I saw your text today too. Steve had a message.
It's Steve? It's
Esteban?
It's in Google.
Google Voice?
Oh, is it Google's?
It's Google's. The 805 number?
Voice.
I have it right here.
Okay.
Read it.
Greetings, all. I have a hockey game tonight at 9, so can't join. I did listen today to the pod from last week. Funny no one joined live when James said it would be on Thursday, and it started an hour late. LOL.
Pause. I hit pause on that. James and Jordan agreed it would be Thursday. Okay, play.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, we've been over this. FYI, McDavid has been suspended before. 2 games for a hit to the head in 2019. 3 games for the cross check made perfect sense to me. Perfect sense to me.
Good point. Sorry, there's good point.
There's an exclamation mark at the end there. Have a good one. Up. See you next week, I hope.
I don't see Steve.
Steve's too busy kicking ass in both of our fantasy leagues. Hey,
Steve auto drafted and then just like, okay, I got McDavid, I can make this work, and is fucking destroying everybody.
I forgot we had a fantasy league for the past like 3 to 4 weeks.
Yeah, samesies.
Is that why I beat you a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, probably.
I got beat 12-0 one week.
Ooh. Holy shit.
I mean, I've never seen that happen.
I beat Brett last week, which was wild because I got my ass kicked by people way below me the prior 2 weeks. And Hannah, Brett's like second in the league or something like that.
Hannah's sucking.
Hannah says she's sucking.
Hannah whooped my ass.
Dot, dot, dot. Is this a choose your own adventure?
Yeah. All right. What's the league? Where are we at?
Fantasy update.
Hannah says, and he liked it.
Oh, no. Okay. So Brett has dropped down. He's fifth in league.
Look up. Hannah says, and he liked it.
Congratulations, Hannah.
Congratulations on your sex.
Yeah.
Giggity.
So Steve's in first. Scott's in second. No, that can't be right. Because Scott's first in that division makes him second in the league. He would actually be, if this was not split up in divisions, he would be in fourth place. So let's see. I got 171 points.
Your face is in third place. What?
James has 118. Where's Jordan? 165. I'm still first out of the three of us. So
how'd you get fuck that all halo? Y'all.
Wait, how many points do you have?
174.
74. Okay. And how
where's
many
that?
Does
again?
Does, how many does James
171.
Have?
171. Mm. I am right behind Hannah. Ooh, Hannah. She's committing murders. She's got 187 points.
One. I see what you did there.
187
on the motherfucker. On that motherfucking hockey player. All right. The week ahead.
Week ahead.
Thursday, tomorrow, almost today. Okay. they're staying in Florida against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Lightning?
Lightning. They're currently fifth in the Atlantic. 26-20-3. 4-5-1 the last 10. 15-7-1 at home with a plus 32 goal differential. Yikes, that's a lot of goals. That's going to be a loss from this guy. How were they that bad and they're plus 32?
They give up a lot of fucking goals.
Their goal differential is bigger than the Panthers, who are in first. Like,
who's that?
By a lot.
Who is it?
The Panthers have plus 18. The Tampa Bay Lightning has plus 32.
Hold on.
That's bananas.
Tampa Bay Lightning.
They're in fifth?
Goals for. Goals for there, 172, and goals against 140.
They have the fourth highest goal differential in the league, and they're in fifth in the Atlantic.
So when they win fucking big.
Yeah.
I'm just going to point out, Jordan, that you got the only point last week.
Yes.
Because you called the loss to Florida.
I think that ties me for first, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're fourth.
It does.
They're fourth for goals for in the league.
I just said that. Thank you. Mm.
I'm going with a loss.
Moving on. James, what's your answer?
Loss. I think we're at 135.
Staying on the East Coast, February 1st.
I think it's a little bit less than that.
If my name was Dennis, I would say, this is my birthday month.
it's not your birthday month yet, so you can't claim it, so shut the fuck up.
I said the first
of February. You said if I was Dennis.
Hurricanes, Carolina.
Second. I love how Jordan will run a joke into the ground because he finds it funny. And when it annoys other people, he'll really run it into the ground. And when I do the same thing, he complains about it endlessly for years.
That's my shtick.
Dennis, 135 exactly. I tweeted it to you yesterday.
Nice.
And they didn't score a goal today. So that's the,
I remember going to a game against the Flyers. It was one of the funnest games I went to because the most fans, the Flyers fans, we were talking shit the whole time. And the Kings got shut out. And it was bad. It was really bad. But I remembered posting a picture from that game, and my hashtag was score fucking goal. And they didn't score a fucking goal.
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
Six worst in the league, by the way.
Yeah. But they defend really well. They're still the best defensive team in the league? I don't know if they are after this week.
All right, Carolina Hurricanes, second in the Metro, 31-16-4, 7-1-2 in the last 10,
yes,
19-5-1 at home with a plus 31 goal differential. Dude,
that is a louse.
I might call it 1-3 this week.
I'm going with losses all week until they prove me wrong.
Okay.
So we're in that mode right now. Until you prove me wrong, we're going losses. So I am definitely on the 0-3. Maybe we'll get an OTL. I don't know if I feel a little saucy.
Ooh, saucy. All right. Wednesday.
Wait, hold on. Did everybody call a loss on that one?
I don't know.
You did, Jordan, right?
Jamathy?
Jamathy. That's a new one.
Yeah, I came up with it right now.
Jimbo Slice. He's having a hard time calling this loss. It's just
this breaks my heart, dude.
It's pretty easy. I mean, that every team goes through a slump, man. We're here. Just embrace it. Get some points in our little bullshit. Like
we're here. Competition. We're slumping. Get used to it. We're slumping. Get used to it.
I don't see, especially after picking up Randon, how the Kings beat Carolina with how they're playing right now.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Is there a version of this Kings team that can beat Carolina? Yes. Is it this version right now? No.
3 weeks from now, yes.
Yeah, agreed. This is our January. Was it January last year? Was that coming out of the All-Star break or something? We fucked up February, whatever it was. We lost all those fucking games and Tater Tot got fired. Yeah, this is that stretch for us. Next game, so I can call a loss.
Okay. They're back at home.
Okay, maybe it's a win.
wait for it. There's more against the Canadiens.
Ooh. Give me some stats.
They're seventh in the Atlantic.
Tell me more.
24-21-5.
Ooh.
5-3-2 in their last 10. 11-12-1 on the road. With a 11-12-1. With a negative, barely legal goal 18. Differential. Yeah. Wow.
James was on that one.
Jesus.
We know what category James goes to. Holy shit.
Excited to call it.
Fuck it. That's a win.
That's a win.
Yeah, it's a win.
Glad to know we're not separating any points.
No matter what.
Holy shit,
this
James.
Has to turn around. Jordan was taking forever to get there. I didn't realize what he was going to say before I said it. I feel a little set up, but I'm going to take it anyway. I don't care.
James, you're good at taking it.
If she's hot enough, sure.
James gets pegged.
Wait. There was plenty of time after he said barely legal before you said 18. There was plenty of time for you to like slow your roll on how excited you were.
hold on, Jaden. Oh, I don't know how you typed that out so fast.
That's a so that is funny. a Dude, that's gamer fingers right there with the control C, so control V. Like,
oh, that's comedic.
And that's timing. Why his girlfriend loves him so much.
I mean, and the thing is, I'd have to Google how to spell that because I always fuck it up and mix up the letters, and I never want to.
That is comedic timing, Jaden. That's pretty amazing. Dennis does not have the balls to put that as a show title.
No, I'm not, because we already the show title was decided before we started this live stream. So
thank God dry January is over.
Yeah, it's just dry January. So
that's what lube is anyway. For.
Can I say? So we finished the games.
We did.
I didn't get a chance to say fuck you to Jay.
What?
After he called in, I appreciate the voicemail, but also I'm texting with him last week, and turns out he was on a trip for West Coast Whiskey back in Kentucky, and he sends me a picture as they're tasting Penelope, and I can't put the picture on because I don't want to give away insider information on what they did.
Okay, Martha Stewart.
He did say this. He said, you would not have liked this trip. I told him, first of all, I should be in your suitcase. You should shove me in your suitcase so I can be there.
Whoa, that's a weird kink.
I don't know if I would have fit or been under the 50-pound limit, but you would not have liked this trip, he says. We had to pick a Penelope and went to a Preds game last night, had 3 fights in the first period, and we picked 12 barrels total.
12 barrels.
Yeah, I said, sounds like my dream trip. Was that a typo? Sarcasm, maybe? He goes, yes, it was fucking awesome. I should say, yes, it was awesome. So, yeah.
Picked that, 12 barrels?
They probably tasted 12 barrels and picked a couple.
Like, how many have they picked in the past? Like,
I'll give another free ad because the Penelope they picked, I feel like is going to be a banger. So when it comes out, I will let you all know. It'll probably go quickly, but there's my second free ad for Penelope this week.
Cha-ching. All right.
Just no, it's free
ads.
Cha-ching.
Free ads go to Big Che because it winds up being free barbecue when he comes in. So. Get in your orders to Big Che for Super Bowl.
Do it.
Do it now.
Do you deliver to Cabo?
Get barbecue
I get the feeling that there is a limit on how much he can make and deliver or allow you to pick up or whatever. However that works.
Don't say deliver.
Sorry, my bad. I'm sure there's a limit on how much he can actually make. To be still good when you pick it up for Super Bowl. So
I would say the amount of meat he has to serve is astounding.
Wow.
I know he can make a shit ton.
Yeah, but but I agree with you.
There is a finite amount.
Yeah. It will go quick. It will sell out. Get on there now. It is worth it.
James picked some up for Super Bowl last year. That shit was gone
instantly before the game.
Yeah. The crispy pork belly gone before the game even started.
That crispy pork belly. Oh my God.
I was pissed because I grabbed a few pieces. Cause I was trying to be like, okay, I don't want to take a lot because I want other people to taste this. So I just grabbed a couple pieces with like, I'll come back later and get a little bit more. That shit was gone. And I was like, man, I should have been more selfish, but I'm glad other people got to taste it.
Yeah,
that shit was so good.
So good, man. It is. And the Al Pastor ribs.
Al Pastor ribs are.
People didn't even know what to do with that. The Al Pastor ribs. It is. Yeah. It's got to be one of the biggest sellers he has.
It's unique. I tell people about it and they're like, really? That's an interesting one. I'm like, it's the best thing you've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah.
For one.
Best meat in your mouth.
So, yeah, I told my brother-in-law about it and he's just like, that doesn't sound like it should work. And I'm like, it works in the best way possible.
So good. So good.
I'm like, if I can get a hold of some, like I will, when I go down, I'll bring some back up and you can try it.
It's one of those things where it kind of redefines a new segment of barbecue.
Oh shit. I might be down this weekend. I don't know if I got time to go out to Che, though.
I'm busy. Oh, what?
I ain't gonna go see you. I'm gonna go see Che. Fuck you, Jordan.
And be right down the street, by the way.
I'm gonna be like within like 5 miles of your house, but fuck you. It's a little bit further than that, I think, but Jordan, why haven't you ordered from Che, huh?
You're right there.
Anyways, for James Luck.
What an asshole. Seems like he signed off, so you're safe.
Asshole. He's going to listen to this later on.
To do a weekend stream? What would we do on the weekend?
Dare you to do a week? No, fuck you. No.
Our weekend stream is when Dennis posts the show.
Yeah.
Maybe.
If it actually gets posted on the weekend instead of Monday.
Michelle has better things to do. She says hells no.
Okay. There was one time. It was the show when we were in Dallas. I edited the show because I had to get I had to get permission from Jordan to download the episode. I don't know why. Maybe it was the fucking airport Wi-Fi I was on, but I had 3 hours to kill in the airport. So I downloaded everything, right? I got the whole show edited. I got it all set up, and I saved it as a draft instead of publishing it. And I didn't realize it until like Tuesday, like the day before we recorded again. I was like, I didn't ever see a notification about that. I went and checked and saw that it was saved as a fucking draft. I was like, God damn it. Like the one time I'm like, I'm getting the show out within like 2 days. Yep. My bad. Sorry, y'all.
Oh, wait. He says you have to have 5 streams a month to get monetized on Twitch. It's fun for the viewers if you're monetized. I remember that episode, Dennis.
Why is it fun for the viewers if we're monetized?
Because they can send us money.
Super chats. We post everything anyways. Super chats don't work. All right, let's end this shit. We'll find out what the fuck he's talking about in the after show. Done good?
Oh, we can drop bits and throw tomatoes at your stream. That's fucking awesome.
That guy James couldn't wait for the after show to start eating.
Yeah.
I got Lindt chocolates here. Salted.
Remember when I talked to him about like how he just like fucking randomly starts eating shit in the mic? He had no idea they did it. Here we are.
It's the end of the show. No one cares.
It's not the after show yet.
Yeah, I said end of the show.
Oh, okay. Fair
but
enough.
But I have food in my mouth, so.
Whatever. All right. Follow us everywhere. Kings Realm Pod, 562-317-0087. Voicemail, text, all that good shit. Subscribe, like, leave reviews. Arnold's here. He's willing to do shit at any time. Do all that shit. He's Arnold will do some shit. So, for James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go, Kings, go! Go, go Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
That sounded pretty good.
I really rushed last week, so I hope that one was good.
I feel like that was good.
Did it feel good, James?
Mikey said
I liked
awful.
How you did it.
Mikey said awful. So bad.